This is Frank Fiddler of the Red Cross. When last year's blizzard hit Wo-Wo Land, it struck with suddenness and vengeance. People were stranded in homes and cars. While they waited for help, Wo-Wo's official storm center provided a vital communications link to keep people in touch with the outside world. Working together, the Red Cross and Wo-Wo helped pull all of us through some difficult times. If this winter brings more of the same, we're ready for the challenge.
Wo-Wo Land's official storm center, right here on Radio 1190. This is Summit Conference. Summit Conference is presented weekly by the news department of WOWO to provide our listeners with a comprehensive look at the events in the news and views of people who make the news.
Victor Locke, your host for this evening's Summit Conference program. On February 23rd of this year, Mayor Robert Armstrong, before a group at the Fort Wayne Chamber of Commerce, said, and I quote, "A funny thing happened to me on the way to the State of the City address, a $5 million snow job, which is even bigger than the one you would have gotten had we been able to meet that Thursday noon." My guest on Summit Conference this evening is Fort Wayne Mayor Robert Armstrong. And we hope in this program to find out how much of that State of the City address may have been a snow job and how much wasn't. Mayor, welcome to Summit Conference. First of all, let me ask you, I did come armed with your State of the City address, so obviously I'm going to have quite a few questions about some of your promises and proposals at the beginning of this year of 1978. But give me briefly, in 30 seconds or less, your own synopsis of how you think the year 1978 has gone for you, your office, and the city of Fort Wayne.
Well, Vic, I think it has gone great. I feel very confident, and especially with the way the bonding companies, everybody look at the city of Fort Wayne, we're very financially well off in this city. We're better than most cities throughout the nation. We are making great strides and progress on the revitalization of our central city and also taking care of that big snow job that happened last year.
So you're pleased with your third year of your administration and its performance?
Very much so, because I think all of our department heads are set in now. Their programs are functioning very well, and we also have the comprehensive plan moving along so that we have a guideline for the next 5 years.
Let's touch on some of your proposals and promises before the Chamber of Commerce and your pledges that you made in February. One of those, and probably, well, the first which you did make in that State of the City address, you said, "I am pledging to you today also that during 1978 and 79, every intersection in this city will have a street light installed." How far along are you on that?
We're almost completed. We ran up against one basic stop. We started putting in some street stops in one of the sections of the city and suburbs, not the suburban sections, but one of the housing sections, and they all of a sudden decided some of them didn't want the street lights at the intersections. And so then right now they're taking a poll in the city within that suburban area, or that area, housing area, to see whether they do or do not. Outside of that, we will have pretty well completed that program. We were 90-some percent completed a good 2 months ago. And so we should have been able to have that completed up to date.
You also mentioned substantial improvements in the traffic flow through Fort Wayne should be noted in 1978, as only one major highway will still exist in this community and truck traffic on other streets will be diverted to the bypass. Has that been accomplished?
Yeah, a lot of that has been completed. We still have some resurfacing to do on Washington and Jefferson, which did not get completed this last year because that's very extensive, so that's still under highway jurisdiction. Along with that, the straightening out of the Spy Run curve has increased the flow of traffic immensely. We've been able to eliminate one of those bottlenecks, and the resurfacing of our major throughways is very definitely a go.
You did touch on one of your other things there, the Clinton Street extensive repairs, which have been completed in the city that you mentioned in February. Are motorists noticing extensive work on computerization of traffic signals along the bypass?
Not at this time. The grant has been okayed, and we do have the money. Tom Manning is moving ahead on that. The computerization should go along with the state also reconstructing the bridge coming over the New Haven exchange.
Mayor, another area you touched on during that State of the City address was the administration's relationships with its employees, particularly in the police and fire departments, expecting a considerable effort to be expended in the area of salary negotiations, were your words during the State of the City address. What progress has been made during the year in that area?
We are sitting down. We are negotiating now with our police officers, both the command and the PBA, and I think the feeling is very good. You can even tell the difference in the in the police officers, Vic. They respond to the administration. There have been very few disciplinary cases coming along, and I think the morale is very good, so that means that we must be making progress.
You noted your intention during that State of the City address to provide each and every city employee with what you called a decent living wage. Have you been able to do that?
Well, not as well as we would like, Vic, but again, the lid is on. The employees are going along with what we have put down for negotiations, so at least we're holding our own, but I still feel we're a little behind the private sector.
Two items of prime concern that you expressed were the, first of all, and we'll discuss each one individually here, was the previous use of revenue-sharing funds for city operating expenses, stating your intention at that State of the City address that revenue-sharing was intended to provide capital improvements, and it was a mistake to begin using revenue-sharing funds to provide for the day-to-day operating expenses of the city. In a way, those revenue-sharing funds still are being used for the day-to-day operating expenses of the city in that some regular budget items are being supplemented by revenue-sharing funds.
That is correct, Vic, but along with that, we have been able to cut back on the amounts, and I hope that we can keep cutting back until revenue-sharing is not a part of the actual budget. Now, maybe the reassessment will help us, and we're following very closely some of the legislation which affects reassessment and also giving us a little leeway on the frozen tax rate. If we can get some help from the legislators on this, I think we can again keep backing off on the use of revenue sharing and put revenue sharing towards capital expenditures throughout the city.
What do you expect in 1979 as far as the use of revenue sharing funds for day-to-day operating expenses?
Well, we haven't... Let me put it this way. Mr. Snitzer, the controller, is supposed to give me what would need to be allocated out of revenue sharing for 79 so that we can also direct this to the Mayor's Voluntary Participation Committee, who's going to hold the public hearings, and let them know exactly how much would have to be used in 79. I feel the greatest progress will come in 80 because of the 79 being able to a long legislative session which will give us the amounts of money which I think is going to be a state revenue sharing funds which can be used for, shall we say, the budget.
To supplement the revenue sharing, now revenue sharing paid for items.
That's right. And if we can put that state revenue sharing funds in there, that'll release the federal revenue sharing fund for what it was intended for its intended use.
He also expressed concern during that State of the City address about the sharp division of the two branches of government, the mayor's office and city council. Has there been any headway at making peace with city council in 1978 as opposed to the division that did exist in 1977 and was noted by you?
Vic, I think that you and the news media, as part of the news media, and the public can answer that even better than I can, because I feel that there has been fewer and fewer, in fact, very small numbers of clashes over policies administrative policies of which had governed the city. I think the only thing that I really remember of coming out very strongly on was the annexation. And I felt that if we can bring annexation, or people will voluntarily come in where we will not have to fight court fights and long remonstrance periods, this is going to be very beneficial to the city. That's the only thing that I felt where council did not take the interest of the city first, and I so expressed it. But I don't think there were many other times when the council and the and I clashed, or this administration clashed. I think it's been very good. We've had very good working relationship during this past year.
Will that turn around in 1979, it being a city election year?
I guess that's to be seen, isn't it, Vic?
Did you expect it to?
Not from the administration.
You don't expect to take a more hard-nosed attitude toward the democratically controlled city council in 79, continue the working relationship that has existed to the degree that you mentioned in 78?
Very definitely, Vic. I'm going to work ahead on things which I think are beneficial for the city and hope that council will see the same direction that I am going.
You did allude to the annexation program when we were discussing the city council and its cooperation with the administration. One of your proposals during your State of the City address in February of 1978 was to pursue an active annexation program throughout the year, noting at that time that 7 ordinances had already been introduced to city council. What progress has been made in this area of annexation?
Well, I have not heard yet and gotten the final word from my attorney, but I think New Glenwood is in as of yesterday, which is finished off the court hearing. Of course, we had the Oak Brook Park area. We've had the Bear Field, which is, again, being remonstrated against. Ludwig Park, I think, will come in with their agreement. If council does not change that agreement, they will definitely come in. We have 2 other areas who will also come in on a given date because they are in need of sewers and water in their particular area, and they are very closely related to the city. And that is, again, Ranchwood and Concordia Gardens. So we're making good progress. We've had continuous meetings. We've even had our first meeting with Blackhawk Forest, and the citizens seemed very receptive to the meeting that we held there. So I think nowadays, with our little scorecard that we have given them, Vic, we're moving along very well.
Pretty much at the halfway mark of this program, Mayor, Summit Conference on WOWO in Fort Wayne. Let's turn to 1979 at this point. What do you hope for in the new year as far as progress in the city and in your final year of your first term as mayor of the city of Fort Wayne? What will be your prime objectives?
Vic, I think that you and the citizens can look forward to not only the buildings coming down in the central city and along Main Street, you're going to see the buildings going up in these same areas, such as the convention center and the new business office complex on Main Street. The widening of Main Street will be started in 2 blocks. You'll see 2 parking garages, not 1 going up. These are the things that you can look forward to. And there's another project which I hope will be announced soon after the first of the year, which you'll also see buildings coming down and buildings coming up all in the same year. The second thing I think that people can look forward to is the mass resurfacing project of our streets, because we already let 3 more contracts out for resurfacing of streets, and it will be done without bond issue. It'll be done from the funds which we have, from motor vehicle highway funds and federal funds which are coming in. This is not going to cost those citizens anything. The resurfacing of those streets and the revitalization of our central city is the first 2. I think also with these, we have been working very diligently to expand different industries here. We're putting on a tremendous drive to bring suppliers of those industries and see if we can't get them to locate in Fort Wayne. I have 4 letters which will go out at the first of the year again, noting that these people are supplying some of our major industries here. And I intend to try to show them that if they were to move here, they could cut down on our overhead and we could probably pick up even additional customers. And this is the project we're working on to get new industry located in the city of Fort Wayne. We want them here. We don't want to give away the city or the state, but we can work certain incentives with them which will help get them here.
You mentioned when you were discussing your street resurfacing program, obviously that would be a benefit to the neighborhood areas in the city of Fort Wayne. What other type of programs do you look for, either continuing or new in 1979, that will be of benefit to the residential areas outside of the central business district and the central core of the city?
Well, Vic, first of all, I don't want to give away my State of the City message. And I think most of that will be touched on there and on what we are planning for as far as future guidelines. I think the most important thing that can come about is that we have, through our planning commission, our comprehensive plan and our 5-year capital improvement program all passed, so that we will know step by step where the money is, we'll have the money allocated, and we will be able to move ahead. You will be able to watch us follow those guidelines, and so will the citizens. I think rather than touch on them step by step, we'll use those to the comprehensive plan and the capital improvement plan, the 5-year capital improvement plan. Those 2 will be the guidelines for what the improvements will be.
Let's touch a little bit now on some of the items in 1978 that were not dealt with in your State of the City address for 1978 that did cause, did generate news and did cause some controversy and at times cause the administration to be on the defensive. One of those, one of the largest issues and longest running issues, is probably the city's negotiations toward the end of the year with the new owners of private utilities and the Invelco group, a group of insurance companies and banks which own the utilities as they went through bankruptcy. First of all, do you feel that the city administration, in light of the charges which have been flying about its efforts over the past many years to obtain these utilities, needs to defend itself in any way for its record in negotiating with the private investors as well as Invelco?
Absolutely not, Vic. I think that I feel very strongly that the city took the leadership in the negotiations to buy those utilities. And the example that I can cite is that the sale price to the investors was less than what the city had offered for the Allen County-owned utilities. And I felt that negotiations were not in good faith, and the city did take the leadership in that area, and we are still taking the leadership in that area because we're working and asking for meetings to get these contracts signed with these private utilities, number one. And number two, we will be making, I think, as soon as after the first year, we can get the council members together, the three that have been working with us, to make another offer to them. And I think that with that one, we feel it would be about the most finalized offer we could possibly make.
You've talked about condemnation. Is that still a real a reality?
Very definitely, Vic. There's no reason in the world why we, as a city, could not go out and condemn those utilities. The only ones that we would be concerned about would be those which are outside of the six-mile area from the city limits. And we'd have to be very careful of that, but we're studying that statute.
Mayor, under Indiana law, condemnation proceedings require that appraisals be gained. An independent appraisal, an appraisal by an appraiser hired by the court, an appraisal by an appraiser hired by the city, and an appraisal by an appraiser hired by the utilities. Those appraisals you have no way of controlling, an appraisal of those utilities. It has been at times alleged that those utilities have a book value of in excess of $10 million. All kinds of figures thrown around, $12 million, $14 million, even $15 million. Couldn't condemnation be politically risky and cost the city a tremendous amount of money if appraisals like that did come in?
Well, Vic, it could. But paper value is not what they appraise. And the appraisers would very definitely discount all the paper value and go right into the utilities to see what is there and what needs to be appraised. And that's what we're interested in, is just buying the in-ground and the buildings that they have. And this is what the appraisal will be on. So, no, I feel that the two appraisals given by the independent and the one we would have would very much offset the one that would be offered by the person hired by the investors. So
you're confident that through condemnation, Fort Wayne won't get stuck with a large bill to buy these utilities if it goes into condemnation?
That's correct. We've studied it very carefully, and we don't think that it would might even not be as high as the price that we offered.
Let me ask you this. How do you counter claims by the suburban residents, the people living in the areas adjacent to but outside the city limits, who say the efforts by the city to acquire the utilities is nothing more than an example of greed, that the city wants to swallow up those areas, annex them, and then feed off the tax base to support city government and the growth in city government?
Well, Vic, I think the answer to that is the letters that we receive from those same areas. That may be from persons who are already on water and already tied into city sewers, but there's a tremendous number of residents out there who are not on city water, they are not on city sewers, and you should see their letters. They want to be a part of the city sewer and water system so badly. They are tired of the evil-smelling waters, they're tired of the septic tank or the waters running off and having problems and backing up, and they're tired of having their water pressure down where they can't even get water out of the faucets. These are the things which are letters coming into us, and one of the funniest letters which we're trying to get permission to print is from a lady who went in to take a bath, came out dirtier when she got in the bathtub, and she had to do something to get the odor off of her skin. And these are the things which I think contradict exactly what you said. The people themselves.
Turning to another area, Mayor, in 1977, the year in your administration was marked by numerous changes in management in city departments,
The public relations department, for one, was changed around. And these were all, at the time you said, designed to make your administration more efficient, and that you would continue to search for ways to make your administration more efficient. There haven't been that many major department restructurings or changes in 1978. Does that indicate that you now feel that you have an efficient running city administration and that you don't see the need for any other real major changes?
Vic, we have, as far as the top administrative staffs, I feel very confident in those. We are still looking for ways to improve efficiency. Two of those, Vic, we have reorganized the Community Development Planning Department. Those are going to be completely reorganized. We also have reorganized, the reorganization of our city department, which is functioning beautifully now, and we're looking very closely at that. We've looking at certain personnel. We're now going to try to improve efficiency by bringing the EMS under the wing of the fire department and start a four-step stage. One, bring them under the wing of the fire department. Number two, train the EMTs into advanced life support. Three, to then get the equipment that is needed to take care of the training of the advanced life support. And four, sometime in the near future, we need to probably charge a call rate on that to support this advanced treatment and the salaries of these EMTs.
Do you see in 1979 any other major changes in the administration structure at this time other than the ones that you just mentioned that may carry over into the new year?
No, I do not, Vic.
Mayor, let's talk just in the closing moments here about yourself and your political future. You have not formally announced your intentions to seek a second term as mayor of the city of Fort Wayne. Do you intend to, sometime after the first of the year, make your intentions known, and would it be prior to your 1979 State of the City address?
Vic, I have said over and over again that this decision has not been made in my own mind. I have a couple pieces of a jigsaw puzzle to put together, which I think is very important. It would say this administration has been going great guns, and we will not, I will make a decision on that basis. I feel that in order to make an announcement of that nature, city must come first, and I've made some promises of a couple of things which have not been finalized yet, and I want to put them in there. And when those jigsaw puzzles fit together, that's when I'll make that decision, Vic.
Mayor, you are an educator from Snyder High School, turned politician in 1975. Do you feel now you are more politician and secondhand educator, or more city administrator, politician, and secondhand educator now that you have been in this seat for 3 years?
Vic, I don't feel I'm a politician ever. I think people have got to understand that in order to get somebody to work in government nowadays, you've got to have a dedicated citizen who will take time out of his life to serve in that capacity. That's what I feel. I'm just a public servant. I'm not a politician. I don't think I'll ever be a politician as such. I cannot do these things where you have to go behind the doors and make deals and things of this nature to get something done. I feel that if something's going to be passed or something's going to be accomplished, it has to be done so on its own merit. And the good will far outweigh the bad. And that's where I come from, Vic. So as a traditional politician, I will never be that. As a politician, because I've been elected, I guess you could call me a politician. So I will be an administrator and a servant of the public, and I'll continue to do it in that capacity.
Robert Armstrong, mayor of the city of Fort Wayne, our guest on Summit Conference this evening on WOWO. A review of 1978 and his administration, and a look toward 1979. Thank you, Mayor. For WOWO Summit
Vic.
Conference, I'm Victor Locke.
Summit Conference, a comprehensive look at events in the news and the views of the people who make the news. This has been a WOWO News presentation.
General Telephone. During severe weather conditions last winter, General Telephone requested that you restrict your calls to critical ones only. We asked this to keep the telephone lines available for emergency use. It took people working together to help us all survive the severe winter of 1978. keeping people informed would have been tough without WoWO's official storm center. As this winter brings more bad storms, General Telephone knows it can count on you to restrict your telephone calling to only critical calls, and you can count on WoWO, the official storm center.
WOWO, Fort Wayne.